I'm going to read a long passage of scripture for you this morning because I think it's great. The psalmist talks about the everlasting presence and the power of God in this particular Psalms. Psalms 139, beginning at verse 1. O Lord, by the way, it's a psalm of David. Thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my downsitting and mine uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down and art acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. Think about that, every word. Thou hast beset me behind and before and laid thy hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high, I cannot attain unto it. Whither shall I go from thy spirit? Whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to thee. For thou hast possessed my reins, thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. This is very descriptive, folks. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Think about our body, how complicated our body is. And God made our body as it is. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect, and in thy book all my members were written, your toes, your toenails, your hair, your eyes. In secret, God was making us, folks. You didn't just happen. God Almighty made you. Folks, this is very instructive to me. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect, and in thy book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned when as yet there was none of them. How precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God. How great is the sum of them. If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand. When I'm awake, I am still when I wake, I am still with thee. May God bless his word. That's how God makes people. People don't just happen. People don't evolve. God is the author of life. I want to talk about man's decisions with you today. Loving God, thank you for the word. Bless the word to our hearts. May our hearts be in tune with heaven, I pray. In Christ's name. Here we are, been made by God himself. And man is the chief work of God. Think about all this world. Man is the chief work that God created. For whose sake all else was brought, into existence. In other words, man was the last thing God made. When he made the world, he made everything that man would need. Think about this. God made everything man would need before he made the man. Isn't that awesome? And man, we assume that to be true as we go about today. You assume that to be true. In Psalms 8, listen to this, what the psalmist said in Psalm 8. You might want to turn there because it's so great. The psalmist said in Psalm 8 and beginning at verse 3, "When I consider thy heavens and the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man? What is man? That thou art mindful of him. And the son of man, that thou visitest him. For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels." Think about in the creation of God, we're just below the angels of God in creation. Think about that now. Now let me set something straight here. When you die, you don't become an angel. And when a baby dies, they don't become an angel. People are always going to be people. But did you know one day us who are saved will be over the angels? Boy, that's something, isn't it? The holy angels that never sin, yet one day we're going to be over them. We're going to be sons and daughters of God. Well, we're already that now, but it's going to really be manifested one day when we get our new body and are brought into his presence. Thou hast made him a little lower than the angels and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou makest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Look how man has subdued things in this world. Look at the ability God has given man to make a piece of equipment he can get on and it'll take him out into space. And he can stay for days and weeks and even months. And then come back to the earth. God give man that ability. God also give that same man the ability that he's got things going in space that's been going for 30 years or longer, still going deeper and deeper and deeper into space. God has given man a lot of knowledge, folks. And see places like, I've never been there, and I don't want to go there. But I see places like New York, all them skyscrapers and places, all those buildings there, and I see how man, little old mere man, put those buildings up. I see these big bridges that go over long spans, and people go across them without even thinking about it. What God has put man's capability to be able to do. And a lot of those, most of those people, I would dare say, they're not believers in or serving God in their lives, but they've got that ability. They got those gifts, those talents God's given to them. Ah, what is man? Listen to this. Thou hast made him have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet. God is letting man rule today. God wants man to rule, but man's supposed to rule obeying God, though. We're supposed to rule obeying God. You know, it's amazing how this little speck, you know, this earth is no bigger than the end of this pen compared to some objects out there in space. Did y'all know that? The earth is no bigger than the end of this pen according to some objects out yonder in space. There's some large rocks out yonder. And God has put us here on this one. I think that biggest one out there is where all the cats is going to be at. Amen. You know, y'all life, God may have that in mind. After all, he's God, ain't he? And he made them all for a purpose. But on this little speck of here on in the universe, God has put man, and man is living here. And since Adam, the first man, there has been billions and billions and billions and billions of people in this world. And God made them every one just alike through the same process. God has given man this old book here, folks. I want us to really think about this. Now, this book, this is the most valuable book in all the world. There's never been a book more valuable than this book right here. It's a book of wisdom. It's a book of knowledge. It's an instruction book. It's a book to tell people how to live, to please God. But not only to please God, but to be blessed by God. Everyone in this room today, this church today, wants to be blessed. Everyone of you want to be blessed. Lord, bless me. Well, your best blessings start right here. Your best blessing starts right here. It shows what will be the best for your life. You want the best life? Yes, this book tells you how the best life. Everywhere you go, people want the best. It starts right here. To tell you how to have the best life. It's a book that shows you what is best. It's a book that will keep you out of a lot of trouble. The courthouses are full of people with trouble. And in a lot of cases, the one set at the judge is worse than the one standing before him. That's the way it is now.